Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Thursday, February 6th. Tesla wants to reinvent the wheel, the steering wheel. The automaker is working on a new steering wheel-based user interface with a lot of new features, including one that replaces the gear stalk, a bunch of touchscreen, haptic feedback, and more. According to a new patent filing from Tesla, which in part reads, quote, "Based on the gestures performed and recognized by the user interface, the user may also receive feedback of the selections made with respect to the set or menu of controls. This interaction of the user may be manifested through gesture movements made directly on the user." Close quote. If understood correctly, a driver could indicate what they want the car to do merely by gesturing on their own body. While this steering wheel patent may actually never see the light of day in a production model, it's always intriguing to see what the Tesla team will come up with next and the available tools by which they may select in the future. The Tesla Model Y has received its official EPA rating, confirming an updated range of 315 miles on a single charge and makes it the most efficient SUV. Last week, when Tesla announced the start of Model Y production and confirmed that deliveries would begin in March, the automaker also claimed that it improved the efficiency of the Model Y, resulting in a longer range. And the EPA has updated its website now to include the official rating after testing the Model Y. General Motors outlined its EV strategy yesterday at the company's Capital Markets Day. GM President Mark Roos confirmed that the first vehicle to use GM's next-generation electric architecture will be badged as a Cadillac, and it will be unveiled in April. Roos said, quote, "We will unveil Cadillac's first EV in April. Cadillac will offer mostly electric vehicles by the end of this decade. And Cadillac's EVs will have names that are words, not alphanumeric designations." Close quote. Roos emphasized that GM's flexible architecture can be applied to a wide array of segments, saying, quote, "Nobody we know has this combination of these levels of flexibility, speed, and scale." Close quote. Referring to the Hummer EV, Roos said, quote, "If a customer wants a basic package, we will have that. If a customer wants a true off-road capability, we will have that too." Close quote. When asked how it would compete against the Tesla Cybertruck, Roos said, quote, "We're not here to compete. We're here to win." Close quote. Lucid has released the first images of the production version of the Lucid Air, its electric luxury sedan, which is going to be fully unveiled in April. In good teaser fashion, the Lucid is keeping things dark and difficult to see, but we can see some design features of the new Lucid Air. The design features a long, thin headlight bar across the top of the grille, an illuminated badge on the tip of the hood, and small rounded square LED enclosures for headlights that are tucked underneath the light bar. The bird's eye footprint of the car reveals a tapered design with a wide hood and a narrow trunk, perfectly adequate seating for four, and a CGI laser imprint on the left rear quarter panel that reads, "Air Dream Edition." According to Lucid CEO Peter Rawlinson, Lucid Air is going to be equipped with more than 900-volt system and will have 400 miles of real-world range. Electrek's own Jamie Dow reports on riding the production version of the Arcimoto FUV. The FUV, or Fun Utility Vehicle, is an electric three-wheeled motorcycle with a large front fairing and room for a tandem-seated passenger. Arcimoto is rated for a 230-mile-per-gallon equivalent range, about twice as efficient as a small electric car. The most expensive trim, the Evergreen Edition, has a 20-kilowatt-hour battery pack that develops 81 horsepower, enough to get from 0 to 60 in 7.5 seconds, and a top speed of 75 miles an hour. Noted observations during the drive include a fairly peppy performance, especially for the size, a remarkable eye-catching drive, the unfortunately large turning radius, a welcome double seatbelt, and the joy of riding an open-air vehicle in the winter. The Arcimoto FUV is currently open for pre-orders, available through their website. Amazon released a closer look at its upcoming new electric delivery van built by Rivian, who is supposed to produce 100,000 of them. The project is one of the biggest of its kind and would represent one of the largest deployments of electric vehicles in the world. It's also an order likely worth over $4 billion for Rivian, which is massive for this startup company. The new delivery vehicle mirrors work vans of today. It also includes a slightly covered rear wheel, a uniform cargo body panel, circular headlights, a tall and large windshield, and seemingly small wheels, perhaps 12 inches. Amazon says, quote, Amazon's new electric delivery vehicles will begin delivering packages to customers in 2021. The company plans to have 10,000 of the vehicles on the road as early as 2022, and all 100,000 vehicles on the road by 2030. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, the first battery hybrid electric ship in Arctic waters, a catamaran called the Brim Explorer, is sailing around the Tromsø fjords to whale watch this winter. Schneider Electric, a French multinational corporation specializing in energy and automation, announced today that it will replace its entire 14,000-car fleet with EVs in more than 50 countries by 2030. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, a new electric bike, the Nerika Prime, hits the crowdfunding scene, which pairs really stylish carbon monocoque frame with a very familiar motor, the Bafang Ultra. Although the Nerika Prime could be putting out nearly 1.5 kilowatts of power, it includes 160mm disc brakes and a 48-volt 10-amp-hour battery, both of which are oddly placed with the size of the motor. While it is on sale for pre-orders during the crowdfunding stage, the MSRP of the Nerika Prime is $3,999. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.